Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inspector Gadget. It is Friday, therefore Christopher Lim, my co-host on this segment, is here with us. And he has, I have no idea what he's going to be talking about, but he's threatening wireless earpieces.
No, you know, you're just being difficult.
I'm not being difficult.
Truly wireless earphones.
Truly wireless earphones. Okay, got it. Take it away. You are doing all the heavy lifting.
Okay, so what are, let's recap, what are truly wireless earphones?
I have no idea.
So, but back in the day, so-called cordless Bluetooth earphones still had cords with between them, or you needed a band to connect the left ear and the right ear. And many of us were happy with that already. But now technology has moved on. You can actually have one bud in your left ear, one bud in your right ear, and nothing connecting the left and the right, so that you have less things around your neck. And it's a more elegant package, especially if you care about how these things look in your ears. So that's truly wireless earphones. Mm-hmm. One thing in your left ear, one thing in your right ear, and it connects to your phone or laptop or tablet by Bluetooth. So again, no wires there. Yeah. So it's great for exercise. It's great if you want to roll around in bed with them because there's no headphone to twist your neck at the wrong angle and so you wake up with a sprained neck.
Right.
Was that weird? Never mind. Moving on. So we've got three different models today. We've got the Creative Outlier Gold, we've got the Oppo O3, and we've got a bunch of Jabra models.
Okay? Jabra is usually a wireless gadget gizmo already.
There you go. They've really carved a niche for themselves in the whole wireless, especially exercise-friendly space. Mm-hmm. So they do really good sweat-free ruggedized earphones, and their truly wireless models are no exception. So they've got this model called the 65T, and that's their latest wireless model. There are four variants. So there's the Elite 65T starting at $268, going all the way up to the Evolve 65T, which is, well, more than $500, $511.
That's quite a lot.
Okay, and in between we have two sweat-proof, waterproof models. So the cheapest one isn't waterproof. The most expensive one isn't either. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in buying one for exercises, the ones in between that you want to pay attention to, the Elite Active 65T, 298, sweat-proof, and the Elite Sport 368, waterproof. So if it crosses your fancy, you can actually take them to swim.
So you can wear them when you're swimming?
Yeah, you can wear them when you're swimming. They're full-blown waterproof. And the great thing, but what stands out about the 65T, all the variants, is that they fit very well. That's important. So something like Apple's AirPods, which are Apple's wireless earphones, are very, very nice. But fit is hit or miss. If you happen to have the right ear canal, they fit well, they don't drop out. If you happen to have the wrong size ear canal, they might drop out at any moment. And even when they're sitting in your ear, they're not sitting snugly. And a snug fit actually is crucial to good sound. Mm-hmm. So you want a tight fit in your ear so that you block out external noise and so that you get good bass. So Jabra, good fit. And they've got a lot of intelligent little features such as the sensing whether or not you've taken off one side or the other. So you're running, right? Running, covered in sweat. You pause for a breather. You take out the left side. It stops playing. It stops. Music stops playing. You put in the left side. Put the left side back in. Immediately it continues playing. Jog, 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 jog. Pull out the right. Again, it pauses again. Put it back in and continue. So very practical, and you don't have to fiddle with buttons. You just pull it out, wipe sweat off, pull it back in. And when you're running, the danger of having your ears plugged in is you could be oblivious to traffic. So you want to hear what's going on around you. There's a pass-through function. So you press a button and you can hear what's happening around you. Ambient noise, mm-hmm. People shouting at you to get out of the way, taxis honking, bicycles ringing. All the while, your music still plays, so you can pipe in external noise without stopping your music from playing, mm-hmm. without missing a beat while you're running. So very practical features. But of course, you pay a premium for it.
Of course.
I mentioned the cheapest model, 268, that's not even sweatproof. And the most expensive model, what do you get for that? You get better sound quality. You get four microphones that, the bottom line is supposed to give you really clear sound, whether you're using it as a Bluetooth headset to talk or to listen to music. So it's really clear. But more than $500, again, that's not even sweatproof. So what about something further down? Oppo. So we talked about the Oppo Reno phone series. Mm-hmm. Oppo is a Chinese brand. And actually, we'll be talking about their new 10x zoom phone soon, once I get my hands on a unit. Incredible camera on that. But okay, I digress.
Only a bit.
O3, the Oppo O3, as in O as in letter O, and free as in freedom, $189. So the moment you go below $200, that's good bang for buck territory, because most truly wireless models are more than $200. Mm-hmm. So it's less than $200 for this Oppo model. And it's a bit smaller, more petite than average, which matters, because when you put it in your ear, it doesn't look like you've got things sticking out of your ear.
So it looks like an earpiece?
Yeah. It looks... Actually, once you tuck it into one... the folds of your ear, mm-hmm. they're almost invisible. They're one of the smaller, truly wireless headphones out there. Okay. They come in blue and pink. But you sacrifice something for the small size. 4 hours of battery life, that's actually, per charge, that's actually enough for a lot of people, especially if you're using it for fitness. If you can run more than 4 hours, maybe you need something else. And, well, hats off to you for being able to run more than 4 hours straight. I can't.
Can you run at all?
I can't. I roll very well. Rock and roll? Okay, I float well. Hey, you're the one digressing now. But as we mentioned last week, the new bang for buck champion, truly in terms of value for money, is Creative's new Outlier Gold, which is $139. And that already is the more expensive version of the Outlier series. They actually have an even cheaper one, Outlier Air, which retailed at $119, but it now is selling for $109. So just over $100, and you get truly wireless earphones. So fantastic bang for buck, especially when you consider that so many models are $300 and above. Mm-hmm. So what's so special about the Creative? It may lack some of the niceties, such as the ability to pipe an ambient sound and the ability to sense whether or not you've taken them off and to auto-pause and auto-resume, so it doesn't have some of those niceties. What it has is Super X-Fi. For listeners who don't know, this is Creative's, it's a special effect to make you forget that you actually have earphones stuck in or headphones on. It actually mimics the effect of sitting in front of two speakers, which is how many engineers mix albums anyway. They mix the music in a engineering room with two speakers in front of them. So the idea is to replicate the intentions of the recording engineer, especially for those who don't like the feeling of music being piped directly into their heads, which I don't mind personally, but some people don't like it. So if you hate headphones, Super X-Fi is a headphone to make you forget that you're using headphones. And this is the first time Creative is putting this technology into headphones as tiny as Outlier Gold, because these are, again, truly wireless models. One goes in the left ear, one goes into the right. No wires. Mm-hmm. You get the Super X-Fi feature, even though the caveat is it's dumbed down. That's might not be accurate. It's software emulated. So it actually is supposed to be not as accurate as the more expensive models, because it uses an app to simulate the Super X-Fi effect. But mind you, it gets really, really, really close to the more expensive models. So I tried them on and does a great job of making you forget that you've got music piped in directly into your ears. You feel that you're listening to speakers, so it's quite impressive. Another great bang for buck feature is the battery life. So I mentioned 4 hours. The Jabras are about there too. The Creative Outlier Gold, 14 hours on a
That's
charge.
Nice.
A question, do you need it, do you not? I mean, some people might want to. Maybe you don't want to keep charging them. Maybe you want to keep them on in a long-haul flight. So 14 hours, that's handy. And as is the case for many of these truly wireless headphones, the case doubles as a charger.
Right.
So in total, Outlier Gold plus case, you get about 39 hours of listening time, which is more than anyone can ask for, even if you have, you know, a long-haul flight, if you have an eight-hour layover. 39 hours, it should cover you. So battery life, Super X5 features, these two things make the Creative Outlier Gold great bang for buck. And it's really good sound quality. Though the caveat being, you need, regardless of which truly wireless earphones you're using, you have to make sure you have the right fit. So you have the right fit, that's half the battle won when it comes to sound quality. But the Creative sounds as good as many models more expensive, as is often the case with Creative headphones.
Okay, so you've given us 3 different companies.
Yes.
And a price range going from $109 to like $500.
That's right.
If you had to pick one and call it our star buy for this week, which one would it be?
Well, it'd probably be the Outlier Gold from Creative, simply for the bang for buck. And I admit I'm a bit biased here. Battery life is a big thing for me. I'd rather have a bit more bulk, a bit more weight, and have more battery life, because I don't like being tethered to a charger. So for the unique Super X5 feature, for the amazing battery life, for the price, $139, to me, that would be a star buy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you have it then. If you are in the market for wireless headphones.
Truly wireless headphones.
Truly wireless headphones. Then you definitely have to check out the Creative
Outlier Gold, $139 from the website.
Can you just not say $109 because it's on offer?
$109 is the Outlier Air. So same thing, 10 hours of battery life instead of 14, and no Super X5, but everything else.
Okay, so the Super X5 one is the one that you're saying is your star buy.
Yes, Super X5 one with 14 hours of battery life.
All right.
$139.
That was our Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim from the Business Times. Next week, what are we talking about?
We might be talking about phones. I'll leave it there. Yes.
Okay. He's not committing to an answer on that one. We'll have to find out next week on Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.